Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Today, we're going to celebrate the solemnity together, the solemnity of the Assumption of Our Lady. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful, hopeful reality that the church presents to us in the model of Our Lady, who is the crowned queen of heaven and earth in the Assumption, where Jesus has taken her up into heaven and to bring her into the full glory that belongs to him. Then it's a day of hope for all of us, because where he's gone, she has gone, and where she's gone, those who live and die in the Lord are headed in the same direction to participate in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the big picture again, friends, we talk about it quite a bit on the program. Jesus' coming is all about his return to the right hand of the Father, where he passes through this life, he becomes one of us. He takes on human flesh and participates in this race of people who were made in the image and likeness of God, having so much dignity, but made to participate in the life of God and literally called to glory, but fell from glory because of the stain of original sin, because sin came into the world, because of the lies of the devil, and because of his deception of Adam and Eve and their unwillingness to trust the Lord ultimately, and the impact that that had. And sin enters the world, and with sin comes death, not just natural death, but eternal death, the dominion of the powers of the devil. Jesus came to become one of us so he could bring us out of that slavery to sin and death, and he could, in his person, destroy the powers, the world, the flesh, and the devil that enslaved the human race. And he dealt with the sin problem on the cross. He gave his life as an offering for us, a sin offering, out of his own free will, out of love for the Father, out of obedience to the Father, out of love for me and you. He broke the regime of power that the devil and all the demons subject to him had enslaved the human race. We could not get out. But the devil did the one thing he never should have done, was to crucify an innocent man, the God-man, not just any man, but the God-man. That act of love saved us. That act of love, the shedding of that blood, dealt with the sin problem and made it possible for this race of people made for glory, but fell from glory, could be raised from glory to follow Jesus, who was raised from the dead, and he conquered death and swallowed it up, and he ascended to the right hand of God the Father in heaven, is enthroned in absolute full glory, and he pours out that glory in the Holy Spirit, which is his anointing. Jesus is the one, the Messiah, filled with the Holy Spirit. And he pours it out into our lives. And what we're hearing today, what we're celebrating today, is the reality of first, Jesus makes a way, as God the Father has made a way for Our Lady in the whole process to participate and to share in the glory of Jesus. And we're called to reign with Jesus. So we're going to see today that Mary is crowned queen of heaven and earth and is given a singular role, a singular place in the work of salvation by God and confirmed by the church. So I was looking at the actual definition and dogma and when it was constituted by Pius XII in 1950. Here's the statement. By the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and by our own authority, we pronounce, declare, and define it to be a divinely revealed dogma that the Immaculate Mother of God, the ever-Virgin Mary, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul into heavenly glory. Now, her path as a disciple is, again, entirely unique. And here's one of the great mysteries of not only her life, but God's plan for the salvation of the world. That Mary was conceived, remember we celebrate the Immaculate Conception, that she was protected from the stain of original sin by the grace of the saving work of Jesus Christ on the cross, which hadn't even happened yet, was applied to her life at her conception. And she was preserved from the stain of original sin. Why? Because the Father was preparing her to bear the Son, to be conceived by the Holy Spirit. I mean, the Holy Spirit came to her on the Annunciation. The Holy Spirit was united to her. The Holy Spirit was in work in her, giving birth to Jesus, conceiving Jesus in her womb. So she was preserved by the will of the Father through the grace of her Son's passion, death, and resurrection. Catechism, paragraph 966. The assumption of the Blessed Virgin is a singular participation in her Son's resurrection and an anticipation of the resurrection of all Christians. That's why it's so hopeful. And we honor Our Lady. We celebrate what the Lord has done in the unique place that she has. We don't worship her. We only worship God. But we recognize the awesome place. Mary, the new Eve. Where Adam failed to stand, Jesus is the victor. Jesus is the new Adam who sires a whole new race of people by the Spirit, the glory of God, the eternal God that's in his person, united now to human flesh. He pours it out. So the new Adam can fulfill what the original Adam failed to do. And Mary is the new Eve. Blessed be God. Paragraph continues. Finally, the Immaculate Virgin, preserved free from all stain of original sin when the course of her earthly life was finished, was taken up body and soul into heavenly glory and exalted by the Lord as Queen over all things. Think about yesterday. We celebrated the life, the martyrdom of Saint Maximilian Kolbe and a radical way in which he gave up his life. And the whole life that he lived when he was 12, you can see the role of Our Lady as Queen of Heaven and Earth and deeply engaged in. She's the star of evangelization in the church. She is the first disciple. And by the will of Jesus, by the will of God, she called out at age 12, called out Maximilian and revealed herself. And the Lord marked him. And he lived a life radically surrendered to the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit. And he was in the worst hell, one of the worst hells of human history, in Auschwitz. When he stepped out of that line, when the commandant at Auschwitz was ready to execute, basically kill, starve to death, 10 people because one prisoner escaped. And one of the men he called out was married, had children. And he said, "My wife, my child." And Maximilian, radically dedicated to Our Lady, really, you have to say, discipled and led by Our Lady in such a unique way in that relationship to his vocation, he steps forward and said, "Take my life. I'm an older man. I want to die in his place. I want to die in his place." Some of the key passages you see in the New Testament, the Old Testament, Mary's the fulfillment. Genesis 3:15, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed." Mary is the new Eve here. She shares in the victory of her Son over the power of sin and death. Luke 1:28, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Why is it all possible for Our Lady? Remember, I mean, maybe some who are tuned in the program today or just stumbled onto the program. We're talking about Mary, the Mother of God. Maybe some Protestant friends, brothers and sisters are on and they're trying to still scratch their head and figure out what, do Catholics like worship Mary? No, we don't. But we recognize what the Lord has done, just as Mary did. And she understood it because the angel Gabriel came to her and said, "Hail, full of grace." I mean, that the great archangel said that to her, "Hail, full of grace." And that's what we say. She's full of grace. She's full of the gift of God in an absolutely unique way. The Lord is with her and was with her from the beginning of her very conception. Revelation 12:1. "And a great portent appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun." The church really interprets this symbolically as Mary in heavenly glory and assumed body and soul into heaven. From Lumen Gentium, the document from Second Vatican Council, I love this. She said, "She was assumed body and soul into heavenly glory and exalted by the Lord as Queen of all, that she might be more fully conformed to her son. When I think of Our Lady on this day, but lots of days, I just thank the Father. I just thank the Father for his plan and what he did through her and the hope that's there. Because she really is the first to receive the fullness of what Jesus desires for every single one of us. And we're called, friends, to lift up our eyes to the heavens where our help comes from, because our help comes from, it comes in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And what he has set before us for all the baptized and what we're destined for, and why Mary's so passionate about evangelization. One, because the Father loves every single person that bears his image, and he wants them to share in the kingdom of his beloved Son. And Mary wants everybody to know her Son, to come under his kingship, to share in the wonder of who he is for all time. St. John Damascene, 8th century. It was fitting that she, who had kept her virginity intact in childbirth, should keep her own body free from all corruption, even after death. Bernard of Clairvaux. It was fitting that the virgin should not see corruption in death, she who bore the Lord of life. See, everything has to do with Jesus. Everything has to do with the Father's plan. And what the Lord did in her is a foreshadowing. There is a kingdom in heaven, and she's a queen who's participating in the life of that kingdom. And the reality of the kingdom is a sharing in the glory, the eternal glory of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Peter would say, we become partakers of the divine nature. That's what Mary is living in, our mother. Thomas Aquinas, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin is something fitting, since it is becoming that the flesh which gave flesh to God should not be subject to corruption. So this is not something that Mary earned, that Mary was owed. This is God's mercy and grace. This is the spectacular gift of his glory. And maybe the most beautiful of all the realities that we've come to understand that are a consequence of Jesus' victory and his total kingship and his life. Mary's the first fruits of redemption. Her assumption is a sign of what awaits all the faithful, the resurrection and glorification. Mary's a sign of hope and comfort. She teaches us through her maternal role. She continues to be not only the mother of the Lord, but mother of his offspring, so to speak, the body of Christ, those united to him. And she shared in the victory over death. And brothers and sisters, you and I and anyone who dies in the Lord is going to share in the victory over our greatest enemy. The last enemy is death itself. And Jesus is going to destroy it forever. And in our lives, if we die in the Lord, we rise with him and we enter into his glory. And the intercession of Our Lady is right at the heart of it. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.